And good morning, everybody. It is Monday, April the 13th. You're here listening to Vinyl Soul Food with your boy, Nick B. It's an interesting day, interesting times. Yeah. Well, I hope everybody's doing well, and I hope you and your families are well and your friends. We are, I don't even know what week this is into this mess, but it's been some time. So I decided to kind of go mobile today and not be in the studio and record this, run my mouth to you, but I wanted to, it's raining, we're getting some type of a storm, and I'll let you hear it for a second. So now that you've heard the rain, it's almost like one of those relaxation tapes. I could probably just sit here and do this entire podcast, let you hear the rain and the wind, and you'll probably fall asleep. Well, hell, you might fall asleep anyhow just listening to me, but whatever. But it's all good. But in all seriousness, I really do hope all of my listeners are well, and I hope everybody's making the best of this. I think as creators, we try the best that we can. I can't speak for other people other than myself. I mean, I do know some others, and I don't like speaking for anybody because that's, one, it's not the right thing to do, but two, I could be wrong. I'm not always right. I'm human. But, yeah. So, as creators, getting back to what I was saying, we try to make the best of things. And one of those things that we try to do, you know, other than trying to be creative and have something that someone else doesn't have or hasn't come up with yet, we try to be unique. And at this time, it's kind of hard. It really is. It's kind of hard trying to be unique because we are all stuck inside. And there's only so many things that you could do indoors that would be different from somebody else. I mean, right now you're seeing it, people. It's ranging from people making masks, doing videos inside, putting them on YouTube, putting them on Twitch, Periscope, all of the platforms, especially Instagram, putting an IG, and you know, you heard my complaint the last podcast about IG, and I haven't figured it out, so I can't say I'm an expert or I know what the hell I'm doing now, but I think I've got a grasp or an understanding as what I need to do in order not to have problems and violate the law, violate the rules, and break them and be a rule breaker. Let's hear that rain again. Man, it just puts me to sleep. But yeah, so I think I figured that out. So I did stream this past Saturday night on Twitch, so if you all missed it, sorry. I did put it out there on Twitter and IG. I'll be doing it again this weekend, so if you have not come by the Twitch channel for Vinyl Soul Food, do so. It is at Vinyl Soul Food, and that's the name of the channel on Twitch. I might be streaming during the day this week, or maybe in the evening or whatnot, one of these days. I don't know yet. I haven't made a schedule, and I think that's one of the things that I'm kind of struggling with, because I used to be, it's almost like a lifetime ago now, I'm usually structured. Way structured, OCD structured, like time. I'm supposed to be somewhere at 10, I'm going to be there at 9:45. If I'm supposed to do A and B and C, I got to make sure A and B are completely done and as done as well as possible before I even get to C. So I used to be that way. And ever since this happened, it's kind of fallen to the wayside. I don't know if it's not lack of motivation, because that's not an accurate statement. I think it's just, and there's a lot of other people facing this as well, because I see people talking about it. It's almost depression. It's almost depressing. Because not just the being stuck inside. That's not the issue here, folks. It's the big picture. People dying. People losing their jobs. People not being able to pay their bills or put food on the table. When you think about all these things, it's terrible. And the one thing is I'm not trying to rehash or harp on it. I'm trying to show you or give you some insight as to what not just myself, but other creatives are going through. You have some that are doing very well right now, you know, by streaming on IG and YouTube and all that stuff, doing all the DJ parties and dancing, and it's cool. And kudos to them. More power to them. I mean, I don't have, myself and I know others don't have the resources that they do. Before all this happened, you know, a lot of them had seven figures in the bank, and they can afford to upfit themselves if they already didn't have the equipment. I never streamed before. I never gave any thought to it. It wasn't anything in the realm for me to sit there and say, yeah, this is what I want to do. And now it's almost like your hand is forced to do it. So here we are. So slowly but surely, I'm building it up. And I'm sure others are doing the same. But with that being said, you have to take into consideration a lot that's going on. And here's a rant on for a second. For all everybody that's looking to stream something, I'm not just, and don't get me wrong, this isn't just about music, because that's what this podcast is based around, is music. And at some point in time, we will get back to that, being able to discuss albums or whatnot. But right now, it's just not there. And I wish I could tell you as to why, but with everything, it's just not there. But yeah, so rant on still. Here we go. You have items out there that you need in order to provide a good stream. Not just cameras. You know, having my background and you know, the video and filming and everything, you can have a wonderful picture. I mean, the best video, the best film, the best, you can have the best, just the best picture you can see on a screen, with your framing and your composition. That's what I was looking to say. It's early, it's Monday morning. You could have all that, but if your sound is terrible, you might as well just turn it off and forget it. And that's what people will do. You can have a crappy picture, so-so, but if the sound is banging, you're in. People will leave it on. They don't have to watch it, as long as they can hear it and enjoy. If that's something that they enjoy, that what you're playing or what you're doing, then they will leave it on and endure the crappy video. So keep in mind, video's 50%, audio's 50%, your sound. If your sound's crappy, you got nothing. If your video's crappy, you have a chance. So keep that in mind. So going back to what I was saying is that in order to stream on IG and some of these platforms, Facebook Live, so on and so forth, you need to have, if you're going to use your phone, iPhone, Galaxy, whatever you got, you have to have an interface that's going to allow you to connect to your main audio source, whether you're utilizing a DJ controller, or, you know, if you're blessed with the money to buy Rain, an actual mixer, I wish I had that, but I don't have thousands of dollars to spend on that, because that's not my gig. So you have to have this controller, this interface, and it's one of them is called the iRig, the iRig 2 in particular. So I'd seen it; they were out of them on Best Buy, let's just say, and they had some. So I said, "I'll grab one at some point, whatever." But then you go like to eBay and stuff like that. So this damn thing in a retail store is only $39.99. You go to eBay right now; people are bidding on this thing double what the freaking thing's worth. So, like, you know, the last bid I saw was over $80. Just so you can stream do live streams on your phone. And that's not the only thing I've noticed. A lot of things, you know, and you can hear it. Can you hear it? Hold on. Don't go to sleep on me just yet. One of the things that you can, that you need, you know, let's just say a lot of audio equipment. I've seen the pricing of that go sky high now, even on like eBay. Also, even like freaking desks, because I was, you know, looking at those too. Everything's just ridiculous. So, you know, not just the necessities that we need, such as gloves and masks, and that's another one I'll get to in a second, Lysol. Some people selling, you know, Lysol on eBay and stuff for like two cans or like $70 or something like that. I mean, you know, I'm appalled. I understand the concept, supply and demand. And if you can make some money to feed your family, cool. I'm cool with that. But if you're doing it like that one fool who had all those bottles of hand sanitizer, that didn't go over well for him, did it? He wound up giving it away. If you're sitting here just trying to make a buck off of a situation, karma comes back, man. You know, if there are people who need it, you know, the hospitals, all these people, they need this stuff. Doctor's offices, grocery stores. You know, I went to Walmart the other day, and it's like, you know, hardly anybody, none of the employees are wearing masks and gloves. Like, are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me? Is your life worth what you're making at Walmart? To me, no. I'm sure to most of my listeners, no. And I know it's a job. They have to put food on the table. They have to be able to provide. They have to pay their bills. I get it. But if you're going to sit here and tell me your employer, Walmart, who's making millions of dollars an hour or a day, I don't know, maybe I exaggerated with the hour, but a day, they can't provide PPE, personal protection equipment, for their employees, then they're not worth the spit to work for. Okay? And a lot of these corporations aren't. But, you know, and I'm going to say rant off right now. But before I do that, the one thing I want to say was mask. I said I was going to come back to the mask thing. So people are making these masks for you. You know, homemade mask out of fabric, whatnot. And I understand that, you know, there's sewing involved, this, that, and the other. But when I saw some of the prices, it's like one mask is $15. And that's fine. I understand it's supply and demand. And it's a need. It's a necessity. But then, you know, when you do that, and then on top of that, you're going to charge shipping. And I know shipping's not cheap. Shipping UPS or USPS or FedEx is not cheap at all. But these are masks. They can go into an envelope. And it's not going to cost you that much. And when you sit here and tell me six masks for $120. It's like, damn. I wish I had a sewing machine to start making some masks, make some money. You know, but that's that. So rant off. So getting back to everything, I just hope everybody is well. And I just went all over the place today with this podcast. And forgive me. I'm not trying to do this just to get listeners or whatnot. I'd like to have a conversation or establish a rapport with people out there that we can have an intelligent conversation. There's so much more I want to get into. Wait, hold on a second. I just had to do that for you and let you listen. There's just so much more I would like to get into, but that's another show, because some of that is personal gripes with things that are going on because of the situation with COVID-19, the economy, the way people are treating people. I can say one thing, though. I can say one thing. You know, as a music lover, and I'm sure everybody, if you're listening to this, you love music too. And I apologize to you, because I still have to figure this out. I mean, this podcast is still kind of new. I still have to figure out how to get the music to you. I think I'm going to wind up doing some mixes or something, so I can't get in trouble, so you can actually hear the freaking music. But the one thing that this situation has done for a lot of people, and for me especially, it's shown us not only how fragile our society is, but it's shown us the true colors of a lot of things that have been hidden. I'm not getting to one specific thing, any one specific thing, but just as a whole, the disparities, you know, amongst, you know, racial divide, amongst socioeconomic status. You know, it's funny because you're under the assumption that people who are very wealthy are going to, you know, come out of this no problem. I think everybody's suffering. We're all in this boat together, and it, you know, the virus is taking out people. It doesn't care the color of your skin, how much money you have in the bank, who you are, what you've done. It don't give a damn. If it's going to kill you, it's going to kill you. You're going to die. You know, they're trying their best to help people, but at some point, you know, there's only so much that could be done. And if you had underlying health issues that you didn't know, then it is what it is. And I'm not trying to be, you know, negative or anything here. I'm calling it out as it is. The other thing, too, with the situation, it really makes you think about yourself, your life, what you want to do, where you want to go. Because, quite frankly, I think, the last thing was 17 million people being out of work. This is a new opportunity for some to change their lives, to do something different, to do what they've always wanted to do. And I think we've all been there recently. In the last few weeks, saying, you know, if you're not, for creatives, for my filmmaker friends, for my writers and screenwriters and playwrights, everybody out there, man, I'm sure that you've had an epiphany, a moment of epiphany, to where it's like, what I'm doing, is this what I want to do anymore? And I mean that wholeheartedly, because when we get back to some kind of normal, that those funds, that, you know, the grants and all that stuff is probably not going to be there anymore. A lot of money has been lost, and especially with such a high unemployment rate, you have less people contributing. You already have right now, as we speak, you know, a movie theater chain that says that they're probably going to fold, because no one's going to see the movies. You have radio stations and television stations that are struggling because there's lack of sponsorship money. So I think that media, and I think that this type of medium, as we knew it, is going to change, because you're going to have a huge shift, a paradigm shift, with finances and money. And what am I looking to say? It's going to be a focus. It's going to be, people aren't going to be focused on certain things as they used to be. Because I think now the focus is going to change. It's terrible. It really is. But you have to prepare yourself for it, both mentally and physically. And the physical part about it is to equip yourself. If you're going to do something different, set yourself up to whereas you're going to be able to handle it, to whereas you're going to be able to make it through with minimal resources. Huge. Minimal resources is to me a huge thing, because it really will weed out those who I guess to say, don't have the skill. You know, you can do something with very minimal and be successful, and there's others that can't. They depend on things in order to, it's almost like a crutch or a handicap per se for them, because they can't do it without. So that's my thoughts on it, and I'm always open to discussion. You know, please reach out if you have a different opinion. I'm always open to learning something new and seeing different perspectives on topics. because it gives me, that's how we learn. That's how we become educated. So with that being said, everybody, this is the end of this episode, the show. What should we call this? We should call this quarantine ramblings. Let's do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to put this out there, quarantine ramblings. So next episode, I'll have something for you. I might have a guest. We'll see. Let's see. So stay safe out there. Stay creative. Stay vigilant. And keep those who are close to you close. And show them love, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. And thank you for listening, and we will talk soon. And I wish everybody a great day and a great week.